So before we get into UFC, I'm going to talk about a recent Cage Warriors. Now, I've been following Cage Warriors quite a lot, and I know someone who goes to Cage Warriors fighting. Now, Cage Warriors is a mixed martial arts. It's on UFC Fight Pass. It's a mixed martial arts competition, and it's like next level to the UFC. Great fighters have come from this European promotion, mainly in the UK. It's been around for years. It's where Conor McGregor got his start and Michael Bisping, two of the UK's best fighters to come out, and they all came from Cage Warriors. Now there's some new up-and-comers that have come out in Cage Warriors. And this recent event, just yesterday, in Newport, in Wales, which was a great event, you had Thunder, big lanky Thunder, versus a Mancunian from Manchester fight. And the fight started off, basically, he has a froze like Nate Diaz, this big Thunder. I think he's the next upcoming British fighter. He's in welterweight, but he looks like he's a light heavyweight. He's dead tall, lanky like John Jones. And he's only 27, so he's got a whole career ahead of him. They call him Thunder, and everyone in the crowd had Thunder on their mind, as he was heavily supported. It wasn't even his hometown. He's a guy called in Manchester who was kind of a Muay Thai type guy, grappling type guy, and he was throwing. He could get so wide with his hooks. Basically, you'd throw him like Nate Diaz had does with his straight. With Nate Diaz does his straight hands with so much fluidity, he would do that with his hooks, with his left right hooks, because his arm would expand so far out. Even if you put your hands up to block him, he would keep on striking you with them hooks, and you could not stop him. And that's how the fight went. He came out, striked him with the hooks, and the guy managed to get him against the cage for a bit, to get him in his element, into a type of wrestling Muay Thai type thing, kept him from knees, but then he just burst out and just hit him with about 20 hooks, just, and he couldn't stop him. He had his hands up, he was against the cage, and that was it. Thunder, the legendary Thunder, has won, and I expect him to get a contract with UFC or go into the Ultimate Fighter series or whatever, because this guy is the real deal. He's about 6 foot something. I don't know why he's in the welterweight. But everyone there was cheering for him. And Cage Warriors is a great promotion if you're looking for upcoming European UK fighters. It's been around for a long time. Conor McGregor got his start there and really came into his own there. Michael Bisping did, and some others. But this Thunder guy really got something going for him. The way he throws his hooks, I've never seen anything like that before. It's amazing. He's big, and his reach, how he can get his reach out, and he just throws the hooks like inches. Like, his reach is so big, the way he throws the hooks. It's like something wide coming at you twice at a time. Big long poles just coming out you faster and faster. And the problem with these hooks, you cannot block them. You cannot block hooks like straight punches. You can block them with your hands up. But he tried to get his you can't with the hooks, because they can get you anywhere. They get you on the head or anywhere. And you go to the body, you can get you in the body, then open up. But he just kept throwing the hooks like Nate Diaz does with his straight punches, and ended him right there. So Thunder got the victory. Expecting big things in the UFC with this Thunder guy. He's only 27. And check him out. Check out his fights. Check out how he throws his hooks. They're absolutely amazing. and threw him in concessions just with such ferocity and such impact with him that there's no stopping him. Once he gets into that mode throwing them hooks, just like Nate Diaz does with them straight punches that he does. Relaxed straight punches. Did it perfectly well. Then there's no stopping him. Then he had a main event with a Welsh's own Bigfoot fighter. He's been fighting for quite a while, but he's a good guy with a knockout. It's like Dan Henderson type of person. Tyron Woodley, he looks for that big knockout. He's always got his right hand there open, looking for an opening so he can put that right knockout punch. But basically made a mistake going for the takedown, and the guy just threw a kick, like a sidekick basically. It was like a sidekick, like to the ribs or something, but it was a sidekick to the face with hitting this Croatian with so much velocity and knocked him straight out right in the first round. So that is the latest on Cage Warriors. They've actually named events now. It's been going on for absolutely ages. But it's Cage Warriors 83 or something. And it is the UK's number one promotion. As in Europe as well. A lot of fighters that come from Europe into the UFC or whatever come from Cage Warriors. It's quite a big promotion. It's getting bigger at the moment. And expect future stars, especially the Thunder guy, to be coming into the UFC. Now, as far as the UFC goes,